Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The fourth overall pick from the 1992 draft, and that was a great draft. I mentioned it before. Shaquille O'Neal, first overall. Alonzo Mourning, Christian Laettner. Then Jim Jackson, our guest, LaPhonso Ellis, Tom Gugliotta.
Hell of a draft.
Clarence Weatherspoon. Robert Horry was in that draft. I could go on and on. Doug Christie, hell of a player.
He's only got Hubert 8 minutes, Adam.
All right, whatever. Take it easy. That was a hell of a draft, Jim Jackson, wasn't it?
You know, think about it. It was, and two of us were lucky enough to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know which two of the top four, but.
What's up, Jimmy? How you been, man?
Chilling, though. Still enjoying the tournament.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a tournament. We were just talking earlier before you came on. The fact that chalk has prevailed and we have so many great matchups here tonight and tomorrow night. You know, a lot of times people want to see the Cinderella stories, the teams make the Sweet 16. I like the good teams. Have all these top seeds and battle it out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, it's not that, you know, some of those smaller schools are not good teams. It's just that once you get past you know, that first and second round and into Sweet 16, that's when a lot of times, as you said, chalk, it just plays in their hands because, one, you have pro prospects. And to really win this thing and win it big, and I'm saying that Loyola last year was an anomaly because we'll have a team that gets to this, you know, Elite Eight. But, you know, you look at the programs that have really competed and had a chance to win. They've had NBA prospects, and that's what we see this year.
We're talking with Jim Jackson. Jim Jackson will be on the call tonight, courtesy of Westwood One, Florida State, Gonzaga, and Texas Tech, Michigan. Let's start with that game, Jim, in particular, because we were just talking about which Big Ten team is most likely to go the furthest, Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue. You've got Michigan tonight. What do you think of their chances of going further than the other Big Ten schools?
Well, I mean, they got to get a chance as anybody. I mean, this team, especially with Coach Beilein, who's one of my favorite coaches, the in-game adjustments that he's able to make, I think are very important. You know, you keep in mind this Texas Tech team and this Michigan team are very similar from a defensive perspective because they shut down driving lanes, they rebound the ball well, great one-on-one defense. You know, and the Michigan team is not shooting the ball as well from the perimeter, but they don't turn it over. They don't beat themselves, which always in a one-game scenario give you an optimal chance to win the game.
Jim Jackson's with us. Jimmy, the big storyline throughout the tournament has been Zion Williamson, and rightfully so. The guy is a rock star and has done a heck of a job here in the ACC tournament, now in the NCAA tournament. The way that he kind of put the team on his back against UCF was incredible. I mean, like, there's been so much hype about him, Jimmy, this week. People are like, he's already a top 50 player in the NBA and all that. What do you think of Zion and his chances at the next level?
Well, I love him first for the personality and the young man that he is,
yeah,
the character that he has. I mean, I think that's very important, and I don't think you can overstate that, how important it is, or overlook that, because he's the consummate and the ultimate teammate. Just look at the things that through interviews, commentary, that he talks about, it's team first. And when you combine that with the enormous athletic ability, the mind for the game, then you have a special player. You can see the difference when he's playing, not just from the athletic perspective, but just the energy that he brings to his team. His team plays differently. And not a lot of guys have that it quality. And that's something that Zion has. And to be honest with you, he's great for college basketball. Keep in mind, a lot of people really don't tune into college basketball until, you know, January,
yep,
February after the Super Bowl. But because of Zion, and of course, R.J. Barrett, but more so Zion, his presence, his aura, made a lot of people tune into college basketball a lot earlier this year.
You know, Jim, it's a great point about the personality. I'm one of these guys who's a Duke hater. I always root against Duke. I'm rooting for Duke because I like him so much. Usually they have guys that you want to root against, like Laettner and all these guys. Grant Hill was kind of likable, but that's about it. Like everybody, all their other guys are guys that if you don't like Duke, you root against them. I love it. I love that he doesn't showboat. I love that he loves playing basketball. I love everything about that guy. And it's amazing that Duke haters like me are rooting for Duke because he's so likable.
Well, I mean, it just goes back to the person he is.
Yeah. Because,
you know, J.J. Redick. People hate J.J.
Yeah, hate him.
Grayson, you know, Atlin, and they hated Christian Laettner, Bobby, all the guys.
Yeah.
Okay? You name it, Thomas Hill. But it's something different about Zion. It's just something different. And if you're a person that loves basketball or you're just a novice fan, it's hard not to appreciate who he is as a player and as a person because of those intangibles that you talked about off the court, okay? Not just on the court. So,
yeah.
I, you know, it's a real dynamic that now people have always hated Duke, but they do want to see Duke make it to the championship game so they can see Zion.
Jimmy, if you pick one player going forward for next year, would you take Zion or LeBron James for the rest of their careers?
What do you mean?
If you had,
yeah, I mean, that's hard. You can't equate because I know what LeBron can do.
I know that, but you have to factor in age and all.
If
that.
You were starting a team next year,
so if you're the Cavs next year,
listen, I'm taking LeBron James. I mean, there's no, it's not even a comparison because I know what I'm getting and I know what he can do. Zion is still an anomaly from the sense of what can he do. We know what he can do in college, but we don't know what is going to come about in the next level. And for me, as a general manager, if I had a one-year starter team, I'm going with the guy that's been to numerous championships, okay, that can lead teams. I know what I'm getting if I'm paying my money to get somebody. Now, 5 years down the line, the Browns will be 800. You know what I mean? But that's a totally different story.
Yeah.
So, with me, all day, King James.
Jim, who is your favorite to win the tournament at this point? Is it Duke?
You know, I hedge always towards NBA players, guys that got NBA players, and that's Duke. I mean, not to say that North Carolina doesn't, or Michigan State may have on the borderline right there in regards to draft, but and also Gonzaga. But my goodness, man, this Duke team, and I think them, you know, kind of struggling a little bit, had to figure out ways to win against UCF, which is a great team coached by Coach Johnny Dawg, because I still think they're the favorite to win it.
My sleeper to get to the championship, I picked them in the championship game when I did my bracket. I picked Houston, Jimmy. Houston against Gonzaga in the championship. Think I'm nuts?
No, you're not nuts. I had them last week in Tulsa.
Yeah.
I love Calvin Sampson and what they bring to the table because of, you know, guard play that they have. They have an excellent rotation. They have guys that have been there, kind of older players. They have a bitter, sweet taste in their mouth from last year's exits, so they're out to prove something. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you can have solid guard play, to me, Galen Robinson there, that also gives you, that always gives you a chance to win because it's so important that your guards understand time and score. They understand how to dictate flow. They don't turn the ball over. Those things are huge, and that's why I think Jones there at Duke is going to be so important for them winning a game, not just scoring the ball, but how he controls tempo and allows his team to get in positions where they can be successful.
Jim, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for spending some time with us.
No problem, bro.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.